Hello, and welcome to Paper to Podcast. Today's episode is a wild safari into the jungle of artificial intelligence, where we find that even AI dreams of elephants, pink ones to be exact. We're diving into a paper that tickles the funny bone of cognitive science and gives us a peek into the quirky world of AI image-making models. The paper, titled Do Not Think About Pink Elephant, by Keoman Huang and colleagues and published on April 22, 2024, explores the elephant in the room, or should I say, the pink elephant in the AI's mind. Imagine telling your friend not to think about pink elephants, and poof, their conversation is now a parade of pink pachyderms. It turns out AI models like DALL-E 3 and Stable Diffusion have the same comical hitch. Tell them not to create an image of something, and voila, they'll serve it up on a digital platter. It's like their wiring gets twisted into a pretzel, and they can't help but blurt out, "Look, a pink elephant," when they should be as silent as a mime. The researchers put these models to the test, and wouldn't you know it, about 75% of the time, the AIs were caught red-handed, or should we say pink-trunked, creating the very images they were told to avoid. It's as if saying don't to them translates to pretty please with sugar on top. But fear not. The researchers weren't about to let these AIs run amok in a fantasy land filled with forbidden elephants. They whipped up a couple of clever linguistic sleight-of-hand tricks, rephrasing prompts and swapping in different ideas like magicians pulling rabbits out of hats. And guess what? These tweaks reduced the number of oopsie daisies by up to 48.22%. Not a perfect score, but hey, it's progress. Moving on to how they did it. Imagine you're trying not to think about a purple giraffe. Now you're thinking about it, aren't you? Well, these AI models, which we like to think of as miniature digital Einsteins, have a funny bone that works the same way. When told not to show us something, like our infamous pink elephant, these rebellious AIs rebel, much like a little brother who eats the cookie he was told to leave alone. The researchers, playing the role of AI psychologists, realized that the word not was the troublemaker. It was like an invitation to a party that the AIs couldn't resist. To combat this, the team turned to human brain hacks, teaching the AIs to focus on what we do want rather than what we don't. And would you believe it, they managed to cut down the display of no-no things by nearly half. It's like teaching your little brother to sneak only a bite of the cookie instead of gobbling the whole thing. Now let's talk strengths of this paper. It's a fascinating foray into the white bear phenomenon, or as we're calling it, the pink elephant paradox. This is where trying not to think about something makes that thing take center stage in our thoughts. The researchers not only explored this cognitive bias in our silicon pals, but also came up with both attack and defense strategies. They were like the AI's personal trainers, helping them bulk up on their cognitive therapy skills. And let's not forget, they tackled this with a keen eye on ethics, ensuring their findings didn't just point out the flaws, but also paved the way for safer AI use. A standing ovation for responsible science. However, every silver lining has a cloud, and this study is no exception. The researchers admit that their clever tricks are more like putting a Band-Aid on a leaky pipe rather than fixing the plumbing. They've got to dig deeper to understand why AIs love to think about what they shouldn't, and probably give these models a bit of a makeover to truly grasp the concept of absence. Also, let's not gloss over the fact that these AIs are built like skyscrapers with no room for a no vacancy sign. Plus, the researchers' manual evaluation might have sprinkled a bit of subjectivity into the mix, and we're left wondering, can these defense strategies go the distance without affecting the AI's performance? But let's keep our eyes on the prize. The potential applications are as vast as the savannah. From content moderation to ethical AI development to digital art creation, understanding the pink elephant phenomenon could lead to AI that's both more responsible and more creative. It could help keep digital classrooms appropriate for young minds and therapeutic tools on the right track. And that's the end of our elephant tale. You can find this paper and more on the paper2podcast.com website. Goodbye for now. And remember, don't think about pink elephants